Hello, we're here in Canton, Ohio, home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I'm here with Class of 1997 Hall of Famer, Mike Haynes. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Canton, Ohio is a very special place in this gentleman's heart, not only because he is inducted here as a Hall of Famer, but it's also where he discovered he had prostate cancer. And I'm going to let Mike tell his story right now.
Well, thanks, Casey. About 10 years ago, the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the National Football League started this campaign called Know Your Stats. They launched it here at the Hall of Fame. At that time, I was working in the NFL office. My boss asked me to go down to where the screening was taking place and see how it was going. So I sat down, and about 15, 20 minutes later, the doctor came out, called my name. I was like, oh my gosh, is this good or bad? And so I joined him in the room. He closed the door and he said, well, you know, you can't tell if you have cancer from a screening like this. I just wanted to ask you a few questions. I don't know, so I got relieved.
Yeah.
So he asked me if prostate cancer ran in my family. I said, well, my grandfather died of something, but I don't know what it is. And he said, gave me the statistics of how many men are likely to get prostate cancer in their lifetime and how many African-American men, which was more than the general population. And so with all that information, he told me I had to take one more test, which is a digital rectal exam. That wasn't a lot of fun, but I got used to it after a while. You know, I'm kidding. You never get used to it. But anyway, from the results of those two tests, he encouraged me to talk to my primary care doctor when I got back home. And he said, well, gosh, you were just here for a physical three or four months ago. And he said, well, you know, I see a little spike, but I'm not really worried about it, but let's send you for a biopsy. Well, my biopsy came back positive. So you might say I was lucky. I had no real reason to be at the screening. It wasn't like me to follow up. But because the doctor was also African-American, I kind of got a little concerned. So I did follow up. I found out in the early stages, and so I found out by luck, by being in the right place, right time, and we don't want people to find out that way, and that's really what this campaign is all about.
Yeah. That's correct, and that was about 10 years ago. You look great now, clearly. So tell me, how has prostate cancer impacted your life?
Well, in a positive way, I'd say, largely because of my experience and being a Hall of Famer, the American Urological Association, their foundation, they asked me to consider being the spokesperson for this, and help with the campaign to educate all men or other folks. And I said yes, because I felt like I learned that I had this disease by luck, and I knew how important it was to find out when it's easily treatable. So I do a lot of talking about it now. I share my experience, and I encourage other Hall of Famers and other folks that have had prostate cancer to share their stories in the month of June and September, and every year at the Super Bowl. Really get active, and we get out and we talk to more people and try to do more interviews to encourage men to have these conversations with their doctor, because if you catch it early, it's treatable, and that's what our campaign is all about.
Yeah. So what message do you have for men out there right now? I mean, you clearly, you're doing well, you've had the disease, it was treated. What message do you have for men out there? Because as we know, prostate cancer oftentimes doesn't have any noticeable symptoms.
Well, the message is pretty simple. Know your family history. That's really it. And, one in nine men will be found to have prostate cancer in their lifetime. One in six African-American men. If it runs in your family, it's one in five. That's a lot of men. So if you know a lot of men are going to get this disease and you want to catch it in the early stages when it's easily treatable, we got to get out there and talk to a lot of men. So that's really it. That's the message, is know your family history, talk to your doctor, get educated about your family history.
And I want to thank our guest today, Hall of Famer Mike Haynes of the New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Raiders. And I want to remind folks that for more information on prostate cancer, visit knowyourstats.org. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, man.